Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler for Petersfield Shine Radio, and I'm with Councillor Chris Page. Chris, the Festival Hall, you had an extraordinary meeting on last Tuesday in regards to the Festival Hall and where you're going with it. So what was the outcome of that, and what was the reason for the extraordinary meeting?
So I called the extraordinary meeting. We were given notice by our consultants for the Council Chamber project that the contractors that we had appointed were in the process of ceasing to trade. For that reason, we couldn't move ahead with them as our contractors. We had to follow due legal process to ensure that the Council Chamber project carried on to move forward. So the extraordinary meeting was called so that the committee could approve or not approve moving forward with the Council Chamber project separately from the full refurbishment project, which committee did approve that. So that allowed the officers to put that back out for tender, keeping that project going, which means we get to keep the Section 106 money that we've been allocated from the South Downs National Park, which is allocated for the Council Chamber expansion, which you've been in there. You see how cramped we do get when you've got all councillors plus officers plus members of the public, members of the press. We all agree that needs to happen. The good thing about doing the Council Chamber project is it's a small part of the full refurbishment. So once we've started the Council Chamber project, if we are successful with our planning application, then we've started the full refurbishment in perpetuity. So we're no longer held to a timescale. The project has started and we can move forward. Now, obviously, I'm not an architect. I'm an IT engineer by trade. And there are many people in this project is going to be absolutely massive. And I don't think anyone's under any illusion. It's going to be a huge project. Town Council haven't done anything like this before. The aspirations are, why not? Let's go, let's do it. The building needs to have something done. We can all agree with that. When I had my information evenings, the majority of people understood that tours around the building to actually see the building, and that invite's open to anyone. If they want to contact me, we can arrange a walk around the building so they can actually see what state the building's in, remembering it was built in the 1930s. So it's coming up to its 100th birthday. So it really does need bringing into the modern era, but not forgetting why it was built and what actually the building can achieve. And as I said, it's a huge, huge ambition, and naturally we will have to consult lots of experts in their relevant fields. And if committee and full council, because all of these decisions will be presented to full council, I'm very conscious that even though I'm chairman of the Public Halls Committee, this has to be a full council agreement, and full council can pull the plug at any point, certainly when it comes to finances, and everyone wants to know finances. The next stage for the REBA process, which is the methodology and the process we're following in conjunction with the Green Book to make sure that we continue this process in a logical fashion, one that's recognised by industry experts. The next phase after we've got planning, that's where we start talking about the finances. Before we've got planning, we just really can't, because the finances, it's down to how each room is planned to work for the next 40 years. So we've got a very long forward vision on the whole building. So we'd need to cost up the financial benefit, the community benefit for each individual creative space, as they're called, because we don't know what each creative space is going to be used for. So it's the forward thinking's there, and we will naturally have to go out and get some expertise in this field through a normal tender process to guide us through it, because it's not our expertise.
So can I just ask you one quick question? Obviously, we did an interview a couple of days ago with the former councillor David Pesci. He said he resigned because of the Festival Hall, and how can I put this? Is he right in his thinking after what you've just said?
I can't comment on why David Pesci felt he needed to resign. I was hoping that I could use his knowledge to help the committee, guide the committee with those decisions. Obviously, he had his reasons why he resigned, but I don't think it detracts the ambitions of the council. If we do nothing with the building, it will fall down and it will cost the council up to five times as much to clear away the rubble, and whether they choose to build up again or not is another thing. The huge aspirations is regards to reducing the carbon footprint from that building. That building alone equates for 94% of the council's carbon footprint. If we let it fall down and do nothing with it, well, we've got to think about offsetting the carbon emissions for the clear-up. Doing the refurbishment, there is no clear-up. The carbon footprint for the refurbishment is a lot easier to offset and manage as much as possible than the full demolition and reconstruction.
And his claim to the lack of expertise, both from councillors and officers?
I can talk for myself. Yes, I'm not an architect. I don't do renovations. I'm an IT engineer. We do have a projects manager. That's his role, is to deal with the projects that
so
the council
is
runs.
Is he a separate consultant then?
No, so our projects manager in the town council, he's a town council employee. He's one of our senior officers. But until we get a decision on the planning application, we're not going to spend money hiring a consultant to project manage when we have no planning. It would be silly if it got refused and then we've paid money out for no reason. But that said, all of these decisions would be going through committee. It would all be documented, minuted, public forum. One thing I'm keen to happen is before we even think about putting a shovel in the ground, I do want another public consultation, because the public want to know how their money's being spent. And quite right, we should be able to present that to the public and they can give us their views. It's public money that we are privileged enough to be custodians of, to do what we feel is best for the town on behalf of all of our constituents.
Okay, so you're quite happy then, Peaceful Shine, to come and sort of have regular updates on where we are with the festival hall then?
Oh, most definitely. I welcome everyone, all members of the press, members of the public, contact me direct. My email address is on the website. I'm more than happy to take people around. I will give as much updates and be as open as I possibly can be. It's a public building. It's maintained by public funds. The public have a right to know what's happening, so I absolutely welcome it.
Chris, I really look forward to the updates. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Songs that shine forever. I'm so in love with you. Oh, no, no. And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.